Can you just give us a little sneak peek about what the book is about?
Yeah, so Brave Like the Buffalo is really about helping anyone. It doesn't, if you're a child or an adult, about facing storms in life. And it uses the symbolism of a buffalo to achieve that. So really it's these a mama buffalo and a baby buffalo facing a storm together, and mama really teaches her way on how to get through that. And there's a really beautiful Indigenous component to it as well that probably Jaden could speak on too about it.
Like Melissa said, there's so many different entry points into the story, and I think inherently when you use something like the buffalo or the bison, you have those ties and that symbolism, like Melissa said, to Indigenous cultures and beliefs, and why the buffalo is very prevalent in a lot of nations, and it's because it is so powerful in what it can teach us, what it provides to us, and of course, like the representation of them coming back to the land is huge right now. And so what it really represents in our story, though, is a couple different things. It's the resiliency of both buffalo, moms, parents, people who guide you through, and then also that kinship, right? So that mama buffalo is really helping baby get through, and we really need to depend on people in our lives. And it doesn't have to be a parental figure, but someone we listen to, right? It t takes a village. That is a phrase that is so true, that we need to listen to all the people in our lives to get us through, and we can't just do it ourselves and trust that they're there to support us.
It is such a beautiful book, and it's so visually vibrant too. And I want to know, how did this collaboration come to be between both of you? Because Melissa, am I understanding you wrote it, and then Jaden, you did the illustration?
Yep. Buffalo, bison has such a beautiful symbolism, as we kind of talked about. And I've always been inspired by that. And so I really wanted to include an Indigenous illustrator to be a part of it because that's such a big part of the book. And I really wanted to respect and honor that. So Jaden and I, we've actually been friends since high school.
Oh.
We've known each other for a really long time, and I would see stuff that Jaden would make on Instagram and stuff, and I knew right away in my heart that she was the right person for it. I definitely think, we learned through the whole process together on how to get a book published, what that was like, what the process was like, and we're still learning. We're still
Yeah.
learning.
And I think to add on to like the partnership piece is that Melissa had no idea that illustrating a children's book was like literally probably top three of the goals of, that I've had in my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a teacher, but I've always been drawing and just for fun. And I kind of started a small business through COVID, had nothing else to do, so why not do that? And then I was posting more, and I think Melissa was seeing what I was doing and was like, hey, maybe I could ask her. And little did she know, like, this was something I've always wanted to do, just didn't know how to kind of get it going. So it was kind of like we believe very much that like universe timing, things happen for a reason, and although sometimes we wish it happened a little faster with some things, it we got to trust the process. And that, I think, yes, we've known each other and have crossed paths, but in that moment it was kind of meant to be. And
And
now
we've really just kind of been this creative partners bouncing things off of each other. Like Jaden's writing her own stuff, I'm writing my own stuff. We collaborate on stuff, and it's just really nice having that support person to be able to collaborate with because it's important in this industry. There's a lot of unknowns. It's hard, it's challenging, but
either one of you like done a book before then?
no.
Okay, so this is where I think I'm imagining that writing a book and the whole process, children's book or not, but getting it published, you are now in chapters. I don't think that any of this is a small feat. You both are younger, right? It's not like, how did this all happen? What was the process like? How do you go, I want to write a book, and like th and then the book appears. I'm sure there's much more that happens in
That's
between.
it. That's actually it. That's all you.
Yeah, exactly. That's all to it. That's all there is to it.
I wish, I
I
wish.
think what was really special was I think Jaden and I both had a very similar vision, and we promised each other throughout the whole thing, like this was a gut-led adventure. Even if something seemed right on paper, did it sit right with us? And I think because of that, that is what led us to where the book went. We had such a vision for it. We really just hunkered down and we totally got aligned, and we managed to bring it to fruition. There were many publishers that we pitched it to, but if you can stick to the vision and you can see it come to fruition, you're going to make it happen. And we got really lucky with one of the publishers who wanted it right away. It didn't take very long for it to kind of take off, which was, we got super lucky.
Yeah. And I think to add on to that, we're learning constantly. And something I really learned as an illustrator is I got this manuscript from Melissa and I see it in my head and then I want to get it on paper. And we didn't apply or submit to any publisher until I was done all of my illustrations, which took about a year. And I've learned now, like, that's not necessarily what you have to do. It's good to have a couple images, but actually getting your work out first and getting some bites and getting some interest is something that you can do and something we're doing now where I had that pressure. So it did take a little bit longer to get it completed and started to get it into publishers' hands because I had that misconception. And then yeah, just luck. We submitted a bunch of our manuscript and submission packages to places and Rocky Mountain Books picked it up and they said that they just happened to be at their desk when it came to their email. So very like timing and is not now what we're experiencing. It's a little bit more of a you're just throwing things out and hoping something sticks, but it is what it is, and we're hoping that doing things like this gets our name out there and know we have a lot more that we want to share with people, but just trying to,
Now the right people.
yeah.
Now that you have one book too, that is published, that is at Chapters, is one of Heather's picks. That's a big thing to celebrate because I think so many writers go after it. They get said no over and over and over. Illustrators, all of those pieces. And so you've come a far way from just, doing that. And at least you have that kind of underneath.
Yeah, I think it's nice that we have this collaboration. Melissa's a fantastic writer, and it comes maybe to her not naturally, but when she does it, I'm like, how did you do that so fast? And then I think we connect very easily with my, I guess, artistic brain, where if I usually produce what she also saw. And then on my end, I'm really trying to dive into that, the writing. And it is, you think it's easy. Like Melissa, she makes it look easy, and it's not. It's so simplistic, but it's very like meaning, like each piece is very meaningful and on purpose. And that's hard to achieve without making it too cheesy, without making it too complicated. And so I'm really trying to dive into that. And she's been a really good guidance that along the way. And I'll always be there if she wants me to illustrate for her.
My gosh, she's the
Jaden,
best.
I would say the same thing about you, that you probably make it really easy to illustrate because there's no way. Like, I'm a writer, so I understand, but there's no way I'm illustrating anything. Like, it's stick figures all the way. So
I know, and
I
that's
think.
what's crazy is because like I'll come up with something and I'll kind of just give her a rough concept of what I'm thinking, and then she gets into the zone right away. She comes up with something and sends it to me, and I'm like, how did you come up with that? Like, and that fast too. So I don't know. And I think that's what's so great about working together is like we get each other artistically, creatively, and it just works. It just works.
It sounds like a beautiful collaborative relationship, and honestly, I think those are hard to find. So
Absolutely.
I'm wondering, what's one thing you hope every child and adult that reads this book, what are they taking away from this?
I think it doesn't matter what's happening in anyone's lives, you're going to be faced with a storm. And it doesn't matter if it's a small storm or a really big storm, that's really hard. And I think at the end of the day, what I want people to take away from it is you will get out the other side. You might be battered and bruised, and you might think that you're not going to make it. But there's always a light at the end, and you can do it. And I think oftentimes we are very surprised of what we can do, and we need to keep that in mind as we face those storms in life.
That's beautiful. Jaden, any final words?
Well, I got to follow that, so I don't know. No, I mean, obviously that piece is huge, and I think something that I really connect with the book is how much humans are a part of the land, right? And so we look at the behavior of the buffalo, the bison, and this is something they actually do. So Melissa took something that's true to the animal where they actually physically go straight through a storm and not go around it to prolong it, and they just go right through, and it reminds us that we can learn so much from the animals and the beings on the land constantly. My favorite one to compare it to is spring, when you see those green little heads popping through the snow and the stone and the hard dirt. Like, that is your reminder, like, right, I'm a little sprout pushing through the hard stuff in my life, just like we can say we are like the buffalo. We can go through our storms, and let's just face it on. It's gonna be tough. Lean on the people around you, but ultimately, they're there to teach us things, and we're there to help and teach that that reciprocal relationship is so important. And so that's what I hope people take away as well.
Well, I think this is beautiful, Melissa, Jaden. You're both from Calgary and are doing some incredible pieces here. How can we support you, and how do we pick up this book?
Yeah, so you can find the book pretty much anywhere right now. We really do encourage people to support their local small bookstores, your little bookshops. And it doesn't matter where you get it from. I know people are always like, how can we make sure that you make the most money out of it? And at the end of the day, that's not what it's about. It's really just about getting our art out there. But yeah, you can do Indigo, Amazon, and especially your local bookstores. And if they don't have it, you can always request it too for them to ship it in. So.
You got to pick up this book, whether you're an adult, you have kids in your life, whatever that looks like. Brave Like a Buffalo. It is beautiful and such a great story. And it's a great reminder for me. It is true. Thank you, Jaden, for that, where buffaloes go head on through in the storm. And that is such an important piece for so many of us right now.
Yeah, and sorry, I'll just add on too, if you are, I know some of this will reach Calgary, and I own a small business, Art by JFM, and I often have the book at various markets, especially a lot of Indigenous, authentically Indigenous markets around the city. So you can follow us on Instagram, and I usually post all about that. So if you want to come check out what we're doing, we try to be at some events, and I'm definitely out selling some things. So
Okay, so what's your website?
it's melissaallen.com.
Jaden, do you have a website, or if you guys want to put in your IGs?
Yeah, Instagram is best for me. I'm usually on there the most, and it's just Art by JFM. You're gonna see a lot of my little mini dash hound, though, so just pre-warning
Best.
you. Talking about dog pics here?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm down for that. Come on.
She's my brand, so.
I got two pugs. They're my brand too.
Oh, there you go.